brother, I'm a biggie man, brother. They wanna see me cry, don't know why. Anyway, Mulungu, I'm a bona no lie.
Calm down, calm down. Yo, this your body, put in my heart. Fall lockdown, fall lockdown, fall lockdown. Yo, you sweet like phantom, phantom. If I tell you, say I love you, no day for me, young girl. Oh, young girl, not tell me, no, no, no.
We do live outside broadcast for events and hire out state-of-the-art equipment such as PA systems, music systems, and we're live wherever you go. Plus, we're the advertising experts. For more details, call marketing on 0215-222050 or 0976-906083 or email info@powerfmzambia.com. Power FM, the people's station.
Power FM, the people's station.
We play nothing but power.
They want me gone, but I'm a biggie man, brother. They wanna see me cry, don't know why. Anyway, Mulungu, I'm a bona no lie.
Calm down, calm down. Yo, this your body, put in my heart. Fall lockdown, fall lockdown, fall lockdown. Yo, you sweet like phantom, phantom. If I tell you, say I love you, no day for me, young girl. Oh, young girl, no, tell me, no, 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 no.
Nothing but power hit. Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Zambia withdraws request for IMF loan extension. Human Rights Commission calls for compliance with Access to Information Act ahead of deadline. In international news, runner-up in CAR's presidential election rejects provisional results, alleging widespread fraud. And in sports, Hachipuka, Sakwaha join a trident.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Zambia has withdrawn its request for a one-year extension of its extended credit facility, ECF, with the International Monetary Fund, IMF. The IMF said yesterday, no reason has been given for the turnaround, but government has confirmed the decision not to pursue the one-year extension of the current ECF program as earlier predicted. Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbeko Msokotwane said the decision should be understood as a reflection of program completion of the current one and transitioning onto a successor program. He emphasized that the decision should not be misunderstood to mean disengagement or any weakening of reform commitment. Instead, Dr. Msokotwane disclosed that government now intends to replace it with a full program that runs the full course. The ECF was agreed in 2022 to help Zambia stabilize its finances after defaulting on its international debt 2 years earlier. A one-year extension would have released an addition $145 million and kept IMF monitoring in place. Instead, Zambia will have to rely on domestic revenues, markets and other partners to plug any remaining financial gaps. Zambia is facing double-digit inflation ahead of August's general election. The government is projecting an improved financial forecast for 2026, predicting that the budget deficit will fall by one more half and that growth will exceed 6%. Caritas Zambia Executive Director Father Gabriel Mapulanga has strongly criticized the practice of distributing mealie-meal during election periods, describing the trend as unethical and politically misleading. Speaking in an interview with Power FM News, Father Mapulanga emphasized that distributing mealie-meal in the midst of elections undermines democratic values and creates an unfair political environment. He, however, dismissed justifications that such distributions are part of routine government work. His remarks come following the alleged distribution of mealie-meal by the UPND in Chawama constituency during political campaigns for their parliamentary by-election slated for January 15, 2026. He said the trend has been repeatedly witnessed under successive governments, regardless of political party. Father Mapulanga observed that while opposition parties often condemn the practice, when they are outside government, they tend to adopt the same behavior once they assume power. He has since called on political leaders to uphold ethical conduct during election periods and ensure that public resources are not used to influence voters.
They are not the first one to do that. All these governments, past ruling parties in the past, they have done the same. The opposition have always condemned that, but when they become leaders, they become ruling, they also do the same. So for us, we say that it's not a good thing to distribute mealie-meal at the time that we have elections in the area. They will give some reason, like they can't stop doing the work. They will definitely do that. But deep down the heart, they know that this is not correct. That's why for us as a Catholic Church, one of the principles we have is we need to uphold the truth. The truth is the truth. We don't have to circumvent it with anything or with reasons, what and what. You should be truthful. You do the right thing at the right time.
Lawyer Kawanga Poniso is calling for the urgent release of the Electoral Commission of Zambia Delimitation Report ahead of the August 13th, 2026 general elections. Speaking in an exclusive interview with Far FM, Mr. Poniso maintains that delimitation of constituencies will trigger a significant shift in Zambia's electoral map, hence emphasizing for a need for the immediate release of the report to the public to allow adequate preparations ahead of the polls. He further reiterated the importance of delimitation, stating that it remains critical for ensuring fair representation and clear boundaries for voters and aspiring candidates. According to the new Constitution Amendment Act of 2025, the constituencies will go up to 211 from 156.
And then 156 constituencies. Once we have the limitation done, basically we're talking of about 211 constituencies. What this means then, therefore, that we'll have more members of parliament, you know, also it means that some larger constituencies will be divided into either two or three. But this will be basically depending on the report that the Electoral Commission of Zambia will release the general public. This must be done before the elections, as a matter of urgency, so that people will be able to know which constituencies have been delimited, which constituencies have been divided.
The Human Rights Commission, HRC, is urging all information holders to intensify efforts towards full compliance with the Access to Information ATI Act No. 24 of 2023 before the two-year compliance period ends on June 25, 2026. Commission Chairperson Dr. Pamela Sambo has therefore warned that at the expiry date, the Commission will enforce administrative penalties against information holders that fail to comply with the provisions of the ATI Act. Dr. Sambo recalled that after extensive stakeholder consultations and validation processes, the Access to Information Regulations issued under Statutory Instrument No. 56 of 2025 were published in the Government Gazette on the 29th of August 2025, pursuant to Section 40 of the ATI Act. Additionally, she has said that on 5th December 2025, the Commission published the Access to Information Guidelines in the Government Gazette through Gazette Notice No. 1624 of 2025 in accordance with Section 38 of the ATI Act. Dr. Sambo has indicated that these regulations and guidelines are intended to help information holders understand and fulfill their obligations under the ATI Act, while also guiding information requesters on their rights and procedures for accessing information.
Pursuant to Section 41 of the Access to Information Act, information holders were granted a two-year progressive compliance period running from 25th June 2024 to 25th June 2026 to align their systems, processes, and records management practices with the requirements of the Access to Information Act. The purpose of this compliance period